Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, 30th March, and you're listening to Market Ahead, a pre-market podcast from Business Standard. I'm Kanishka, and let's go through the major cues for the equity markets in this holiday shortened week. Remember, equity markets will remain closed on Thursday for Ram Navami. Now, let's begin with top headlines. COVID-19 cases in India surpassed 1,000 mark, 27 dead so far. Crude oil futures slide as pandemic darkens demand outlook. And Asian shares suffer fresh spill as virus damage deepens. Now, news in detail. Investors will focus on global cues and fresh news flow on COVID-19 pandemic for further cues in the week ahead, according to analysts. They will continue to monitor updates related to the novel coronavirus or COVID-19, which continues to spread across the globe unabated. Globally, the total number of reported cases has now risen to over 7.2 lakh with nearly 34,000 deaths. In India, the total number of confirmed coronavirus cases has crossed 1,000 mark with 27 people dead so far. Market participants will also await more relief measures from the government, especially the ones addressing industry-specific worries. The government has already announced 1.7 trillion rupees stimulus package, focusing largely on the marginalized sections of the society. The Reserve Bank of India also cut the benchmark interest rate by 75 basis points and announced many other liquidity measures. However, experts feel the government could announce major economic relief package for industries in the coming days. In terms of macro data, PMI data for the manufacturing sector is scheduled to be released on Thursday. Moreover, auto sales data for March will start trickling in this week, which will affect individual stock movement. Investors will keep a keen eye on these data points. They will also track foreign fund flows, the rupee's trajectory, and oil price movement. Crude oil benchmarks dropped on Monday, extending last week's losses as the global coronavirus pandemic worsened and the Saudi Arabia-Russia rise war showed no signs of abating. Brent futures fell 5.6% to $23.53 a barrel. Another big focus during the week will be the PSU banks' mergers, which the government has said is very much on the track for implementation from 1st of April, despite the outbreak of coronavirus. Now, let's see how the global markets have fared this morning. Asian shares slid on Monday as fears mounted that the global shutdown for the coronavirus could last for months, doing untold harm to economies. E-mini futures for the S&P 500 skidded 1.2% right from the bell, and Japan's Nikkei 3.2%. MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside Japan eased 0.2%, while South Korea shed 2.7%. As for the SDX Nifty, it was also down 200 points around 7:30 a.m., indicating yet another lower start for the domestic indices. So, after Friday's 100-point fall in Sensex, expect the trend to continue today. Well, that's all we have for you in today's pre-market podcast. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to businessstandard.com.